Going by the rules, a serial killer is an individual who kills on at least three occasions, with a break between killings to emotionally cool off. She translation, he takes time after the kills to go back to his normal life. Three kills gives our boy a chance to commit his first crime, perhaps by accident. The second time for curiosity's sake, to see if he really liked what happened the first time. And the third time is the proof he's into the groove and a regular killing machine. By the way, spree killers and mass murderers are guys who kill on just one occasion in their lives and take out a bunch of people in one big hurrah. These guys usually end up dead at the end of the day. Some daring experts have dropped the number of kills needed to be a serial killer to just two. They believe that you can eliminate the need for the evidence of a third kill as proof if the first two kills are really nasty. They reason that two brutal rape murders with a tire iron and duct tape in close proximity to each other is proof enough that you have a serial killer on your hands. So, here's the million-body question. Why does it take as many as two? It's been a long, hard day at school, and Junior plops down on the sofa. He's been looking forward to this all day, crashing out on the couch with a bad TV show. He's got his bag of chips, and he's set. He just gets one pitiful bit of fried potato to his lips before Mom comes by and snatches the bag away from him and tells him, "Not so close to dinner." Can we assume that Junior only had the intention of eating that solitary chip? After years of mustering the courage, the predator makes his first kill. He's been dreaming about this as long as he can remember, fantasizing about what it would be like to administer the lethal measure to another human being, how it would feel to hear the last bits of air leave his victim's lungs. He's found his target, and he's set. As he finishes his masterpiece, something goes wrong, and here come the police to arrest him. He's convicted and locked away. Can we assume that this predator only had the intention of killing this solitary victim? Not on your life. A serial killer may be better defined as an individual who has decided to avenge himself against society by grabbing his moment of power in a way that excites him most. Homicide. He has killed 1,000 times in his head by the time he actually places his hands on a real victim. To him, the murder he commits is just a reenactment of his fantasized behavior. And it's a whole lot of fun. He's getting to act out his dirtiest thoughts. If you were he, wouldn't you want to do it again? Big deal. Death comes with the territory. See you in Disneyland. Richard Ramirez.